9 minutes to 6 o'clock, the 6th of Dhul-Hijjah, 1442. Many listeners wants to know when is the day of Arafat. So let's cross over to our beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad. Welcome to the program, Ustad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyad Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 6th of Dhul-Hijjah, 1442. We focus on chapter 15, verses 90-99. Alhamdulillah, today we will complete and conclude this chapter and surah only with the grace, mercy, and of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. So Almighty Allah informs us how he, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, sent to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the 7 verses that are repeated so often. That is Surah Fatiha, the opening chapter, chapter 1, and the entire Quran Sharif, which is an explanation of that first chapter in detail. So similarly, in chapter 15, verse 90, Almighty Allah states, Kama anzalna, as we sent alal muqtasibin, on those people who divided, that are the Jews and the Christians. So what did the Jews and Christians do? They divided the scriptures. And then they divided the Quran. Alladhina ja'alul Qur'ana idreen. That is, they took the Quran Sharif and made it and divided it into parts. So what do we mean by that? They divided it into parts. Certain verses of the noble Quran, they will accept it. And other parts, other verses of the noble Quran, you will see they reject it. You will see non-Muslims also quoting the Quran because they're running for elections, or they are running for becoming a mayor, or whatever else it might be. You will see the Muslim also today, he loves those verses that will suit his desires. But those verses that are against his desires, so remember that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala so has revealed. So in a case like that, remember that they don't want to quote it, they don't want to hear it. So that is the sign of the non-Muslim. The Muslim must accept the entire Quran Sharif. Remember, and all the authentic ahadith and the sayings of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are not running a shop or some supermarket where it's pick and choose, you know. So Islam means to surrender and submit to the decree of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala and to what Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us. Fawarabbika, and custom of your Lord, your sustainer, nourisher, provider. So remember that Almighty Allah, the Mufassirin commentators, have not left anything. Remember every word, every letter they have discussed. They say Almighty Allah has taken an oath so many places in the noble Quran. And on himself, Almighty Allah has taken oath 7 different places. This is one of them, for Rabbika, and qasam of your sustainer, an oath on your sustainer, nourisher. So, and all other places, Allah took an oath of the makhluk, the creation, those things that are so important and significant. لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Surely, we will question every one of them. And what will Almighty Allah question us about? ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, all these bounties that I'm conferring, showering upon you, you will be questioned about it. So therefore, we must use these bounties of Almighty Allah, and we must not abuse it. So that is Surah Takathur, Surah 102, and verse number 8. So yea, Almighty Allah is teaching us, فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. So surely we will question them. أَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Regarding the actions they did, the kufr, the blasphemy, the shirk, the polytheism, the nifaq, the hypocrisy, only lip service to Islam, and the hearts are devoid of iman and faith, Allah forbid. You, Ya Rasulullah, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must continue with your message and your mission. فَصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ. You keep on propagating, announcing loudly, boldly about Islam, بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ, as you are commanded. Allah is going to protect you at all times, all places. وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And turn away from the polytheists, meaning the opposition, they will continue. You don't worry about them. Today a person wants to change his or her life for the better, then somebody criticizes them, then they just give up. He says, no man, I'm receiving too much criticism and so forth. That is a test of our sincerity, a test of our dedication. So our aim must be loyalty to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, loyalty to Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, loyalty to Islam, not loyalty to people and politicians and so forth, and curry favor with them. Nay, Islam does not teach that, and then we trample on the laws of Islam. That is totally unacceptable. Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah forbid, you see in the Quran what the non-Muslims would do. They would use such horrible, terrible names and unsavory comments and titles. You, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you are a shair, you are a poet, you are a sahir, you are a magician, and you are majnoon, you insane, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Almighty Allah teaches us in various places. I will just read for you three places. Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'een. Surely we suffice for you. See Almighty Allah using double emphasis. And that is to show that Almighty Allah will always protect. Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'een. Those who are ridiculing you, those who are belittling you, scoffing at you, Allah forbid. Allah says, we will suffice for you, defend you against these enemies who are ridiculing, belittling you. Inna, the surah verse you'll all know, Inna shani'aka huwal abtar. Today, we are waiting for Eidul Adha. We know now, Tuesday, Wednesday is Eid. Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, Tuesday is Eid. South Africa, Southern Africa is Wednesday, Eidul Adha. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَنْحَرْ. So after your Eid al-Adha Salat, then you go and start sacrificing your goat, your sheep, your cow, your camel, and so forth. But remember, إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرْ. إِنَّ مُبْغِذَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرْ. Verily the people who hate you, Ya Rasul Allah, Allah forbid, they hate you, they hate your message and mission. وَالْأَبْتَرْ. Allah will crush them. See, today when the enemies, they were yesterday mocking Islam and the Muslims, today when they stand in the queues and the Muslim gives them bread, the Muslim gives them milk, they start crying. Remember that these were the people we were mocking them, but they are the people who are so generous, not taking a cent for the love of Allah. Now imagine if that is the ummati, that is the one who follows Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu wasallam, then how generous, how merciful was Rahmatul lil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mercy to the entire universe in creation. Alladhina yaj'aluna ma'allahi ilahan akhar, they are those people who ascribe, associate with all mighty Allah, demigods, semigods, deities. We see the idol worshippers today and so many other things. For so fa ya'lamun, soon they will come to know. But Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam also has emotions. The Master alayhi salam would smile, the Master alayhi salam would cry. So Almighty Allah is consoling Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa laqad na'lamu, verily, surely we know very well, annaka yadhiqu sadruk, that your heart Mubarak ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam experiences the distress, the discomfort. Why? Bima yakulun, because of their unsavory comments and their unsavory statements they make. So obviously it does impact negatively, but Almighty Allah protects Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas, Allah protects you from the people and the enemies. What must you do, O Ummah, today when we're going through difficult, trying times? Fasabbih bihamdi rabbik. So glorify the praises of Allah. Read Subhanallah bihamdihi. Read now one time at least. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Keep on reading that. وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ, and be amongst those people who perform more and more sajda, more and more sajda. We prostrate to Almighty Allah alone. So more salat, more namaz, more prayer. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَسَاجِدُونَ, the nearest the person, the slave, can reach the mercy of Allah is whilst he or she is prostrating. So what must you do in that posture, position? فَأَكْثِرُوا فِي, ask Allah, beg Allah, any language out of salat, any language you speak to Allah. Authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, remember that. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, and you continue worshipping your sustainer, nourisher, Almighty Allah, till the death comes. So it shows yaqeen, one thing every person, Muslim, non-Muslim, atheist, they are sure about, that death is inevitable. Hence it is called yaqeen, definitely, surely. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept this tafsir of ours.
Ameen.
May Almighty Allah reward the capital group. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala make us of those who become the true ambassadors of Islam without fear and favor. Allah Jalla wa'ala bless our parents and our honorable teachers as well.
Listen, I want to know, Ustaz, the day of Arafat.
The day of Arafat, remember, will be on Monday. So there, remember, the moon Samis there in Makkah, Medina, all that, they got very sharp eyes. There, sometime they see the moon very, very early, even before it's born, you know. So you must remember, so be that as it may. So Hajj will start on Sunday, and Arafat will be on Monday, and then Tuesday will be their Eid. For us here in South Africa, and remember in Southern Africa and many other countries, so remember the day of Arafah will be on Tuesday, and Eidul Adha will be on Wednesday. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inni ahtasibu alallah, inni ahtasibu alallah, ayyukaffira sanat al-madiya wal-baqiya." Regarding the fast of Arafat, I hope and Almighty Allah will forgive 2 years' sins, the previous year and the following year. The hadith in Sahih Muslim is authentic. So what we should do is that wherever you are, you in Makkah, you in Medina, you in Aqsa, Arab countries and so forth, then and or you are following the Saudi calendar, so you fast on Monday, that is day of Arafat, because Tuesday you're going to make Eid. And those of us who are celebrating Eid on Wednesday, you fast on Tuesday. But if people like us, remember, if you want to practice on the best of the best, so Monday is Sunnah to fast, and Tuesday will be day of Arafah. So keep both days, mashallah, Monday and Tuesday, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will reward you handsomely in this world and in the year after.
Somebody wants to know, can I keep Kafara Roza, Ustaz, without Suhoor?
So any fast you can keep without suhoor, whether it is compulsory fast of Ramadan, or whether it's qadha fast, or whether it's sunnat fast, nafil fast. For example, today you want to fast, tomorrow you want to fast, Monday you want to fast. It's sunnah. So remember that you overslept, you must suhoor the pre-dawn meal. So your fast is totally valid, but you must sleep early, wake up early, and partake of suhoor. That is sunnah, the pre-dawn meal. You wake up 3 o'clock, 3:30, 4:30, like that, and inshallah you read some tahajjud, 2-4 rakats, and you partake of the suhoor. Tasahharu, fa inna fi suhoori baraka. There's blessing in it. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, ni'ma suhoorul mu'mini at-tamr. The best pre-dawn meal and suhoor and sehri is dates as well. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, you will find all these ahadith.
Ustaz, many listeners are messaging this question. With all this looting, our hard-earned sheep was paid for in full for Qurbani, but was stolen. Mufti Sahib, is our Qurbani done as we can't afford another Ustaz?
I addressed this yesterday when between 6 and 7 o'clock on Radio Al-Ansar International Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, I gave you 3 suggestions. Number one is this. You paid for it, everything. So remember, thereafter, the goat, the sheep, whatever got stolen. So in a case like that, there'll be 3 scenarios. Number one, you can afford it, so you purchase another one. Number two, you can't really afford another 2,000-4,000 rand because it's costly, and we can understand that. So I gave you the alternative. Today there are so many organizations making Qurbani overseas, 300 rand, 400 rand, 500 rand, and so forth. So that organization that you have some confidence in them, so you can just make an EFT and transfer the money to them, and you perform the Qurbani. So that you can't say you don't have 300-400 rand. Majority of us have that. And the third issue here will be, you bought the goat, the sheep, whatever, cow, bull, whatever, from that ABC farmer, ABC person, right? So remember that his cattle or his animals got stolen and so forth. But remember, you paid for it and so forth. So Islamically, you are entitled to a refund, complete refund. But as a human being, you should also do some ihsan, you know. So negotiate with him, that farmer and person, Muslim or non-Muslim, remember, and say, see, we understand your loss. You lost millions of rand or hundreds and thousands of rand and so forth. So I am demanding or requesting from you, if you don't pay me my 3,000, 4,000, at least give me 1,000, 2,000 and so forth. So in that way there, we come to some sort of compromise. So that is my suggestion in these type of situations. Remember, if you paid, there's a watch now in front of me. So now I paid for it, everything. And then that person said, when you going to come pick it up? I told him, I'm coming to pick it up. You must remember so and so date and so forth. So now, remember, it got stolen and so forth. He didn't hand it over to me. He told me that you can pick it up this day, whatever the situation was. So now it got stolen. So obviously I am entitled, you must remember, to some sort of refund and so forth. But because you must remember, it was not done dida, danista, intentionally, deliberately and so forth. So therefore try and meet one another halfway and so forth. In that way you can recoup some money at least.
So Saint Overport asking, must we read Surah Hajj and Surah Tawbah, Ustaz, on the day of Hajj?
Remember, it's not a sunnah, but it's good if you do so. There's no problem with that. So remember that is nowhere mentioned that you must read Surah Hajj on the day of Hajj or the 5 days, 6 days of Hajj. Hajj is 6 days actually. People just made it famous with 5 days. But Surah Hajj has one distinction no other surah has. And Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Fuddilat Suratul Hajj bi sajdatayn. Remember remember, Surah Hajj is the only surah chapter in the Noble Quran from the 114 surahs and chapters. And that is, you must remember, that it has and comprises two sajdah tilawat. That's an academic, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad. That's an academic discussion, remember, that the two sajdah should be done according to the Shafi'is and the Hanbalis and the Hanafis and the Malikis say there's no sajdah in the second one. That's an academic discussion. But the fact remains, there is two sajdah tilawat in that surah there. So chapter number 22 of the Noble Quran. Regarding Surah Tawbah, all the ulama are unanimous. It was revealed right in the ending of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hayat mubarakah, hayat tayyibah. Therefore, our mother, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, is to say, ma nasakhaha shay'un. Nothing on the surah is abrogated, cancelled, meaning all the laws that are mentioned there, remember, you can practice on it, provided that all the conditions are also fulfilled.
There's a non-Muslim ustad saying, good morning, AK. A listener's sheep was stolen and can't afford to buy another. So, sir, can I buy a sheep and give it to them? I am non-Muslim. I know where the listener lives. I would like to remain anonymous. Ustad.
Thank you, my brother, anonymous. May Almighty Allah guide you, bless you. That is your Muslim friend. And now your Muslim friend told you, you know what, my brother, that we Muslims going to celebrate Eid al-Adha this Wednesday, coming Wednesday. But lo and behold, we know beyond circumstances and so forth, the goat, the sheep, whatever got stolen. So you are a good Samaritan, a friend in need is a friend indeed. So you told him, don't worry, I will give it to you, the goat or the sheep and so forth. And it has got no defect. Make sure about that, my brother, Tom, Dick, Harry. So whatever your name, or Mary, maybe the female also, we don't know. God bless you, guide you, Allah guide you, my brother. Excellent, do that. And remember, you went to school together, you worked together. So you give it to him and put one big smile on his face. And then he can slaughter it. It's called Hiba. It's a gift, totally permissible. Very good. We pray for your guidance, my brother.
He's saying, thank you so much. You can address me as Mr. T.
Ustad. Mr. T. So I wasn't far, Mr. Tom. So Mr. remember.
I see the sister says, sir, united we stand, divided we fall. Notice this. We do it for crime, but not for good. The world talks. Sir, guide our nation. Sister Melanie, Ustad.
My sister Melanie, that is true, but people must realize that you need to have a uniting factor, something that is going to bind us. So what will bind us? Remember, we as Muslims say, only one thing will bind us, not our countries, not our ethnicity, not our languages, none of this will bind us. Remember this. So what will be the common factor? The only common factor as far as we Muslims are concerned is when a person from the bottom of his or her heart, from the inner recesses of their heart, they recite and say, Ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah. You see, my brother Justin, I hope Justin, Jabir, you're
yes.
listening. So Jabir became Muslim during the course of the week. So you must remember that he chose the name Jabir, Sahabi's name, Akhiru man mata min as-sahaba fil Madinatil Munawwara, the last companion to pass away in Madinah Munawwara was Jabir bin Abdullah, radiallahu anhu, my father, son, both Sahaba. So this is the binding factor. Ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah. I bear witness that truly there is none worthy of worship except Him, Almighty Allah. Look at people today worshipping idols, somebody worshipping Jesus, somebody worshipping, you must remember, money, somebody worshipping democracy, capitalism, Zionism, all all these satanic systems. We worship Almighty Allah alone. No father, no son, no parents, no children, no partners. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasulu. And I bear witness and testimony that he, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was, is, will always be the last and final messenger of Almighty Allah, and we believe in all the articles of faith. When that person says that from the inner recesses of his heart, so then he or she becomes a Muslim, Muslimah. Second one, our quest must be, today there are millions of people reciting this, but still they're not Muslim. So you take the Qadianis, Ahmadis, call them whatever they want. So they will say that prophethood continues after Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. But you ask them, you Muslim? They say, yes, we Muslim. They got mosque, they got all these things, but they're not Muslim. So remember, we have to believe in all the articles of faith as well. Next point you must remember is this, that our quest must be always for the truth. So when we say unity, unity must be based on the truth. Not unity for the sake of unity. That will not last. You see Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist regime, every time they have coalition government, it don't last. Why? Because they got the white, black, green, all different policies. So now currently they got 8 different parties. It won't even last 1-2 years. You can write it down from now. So it will be Skopskit and Donner. You will see among themselves they'll be fighting, because Quran says, "Tahsabuhum jamia wa qulubuhum shatta." You think they're united, but their hearts are fragmented. So unity comes on the basis of truth. And the third point, unity comes when there's tawadu. Tawadu means that is humility exercise. The husband keeps on telling his wife, you do my way or catch the highway. One day for real the wife will leave him. So you must remember that. So we have to give and take. Islam does not allow one way, you must be the dictator and so forth. When you are the Amir, then you become the Khadim. You have much more responsibilities compared to everybody else. That is unity according to Islam.
Ustad, this question was posed to our beloved Ustad as well, Hazrat Malana Salim, and a sister is saying that I should pose a question to you as well. So there's two questions here. One is, the sister says, KZN is in turmoil, and my husband says he's going out to security, and he's been doing this night shift to start. I'm not realizing that he's been going to his girlfriend's house and spending the night there and coming back to me the next morning, and he kept doing this since the riot started. I'm so broken into pieces, Molana AK. Allah is testing the people in KZN, and this is what he does. That's one question. The next question, and a sister from Morningside says, can we sisters as well go and do security, but what our husbands, because Sahabia did it, Ustad?
Remember, regarding the first question, this is not carrying on from today. This is carrying on for months and years or so. Your husband was fooling and deceiving you. He told you he's going to the mosque or masjid, but he was playing golf somewhere else. So you must remember that. Oh, he told you I'm going security and so forth. And he took some, you know, things and maybe some gun or whatever you, or whatever. So you felt, yeah, and now everything gets exposed. So you have three options. Option number one is you can request a talaq, a divorce. Number two is you can go to the ulama and say you want the fasakh, annulment of marriage. The third option you have is you forgive him. So these are the options at your disposal. You can make istikhara and see, Allahumma khirli waqtarli. Ya Allah, you select the best for me and choose for me. The second one, women going, no, not permissible. So you must remember, you sit in your house. Yesterday I received reports some Muslims were arrested there in Durban area, North Coast somewhere, because they're brandishing guns and I don't know what and what. Remember that you must work within the framework of the law. That you have the police there now, you have the army patrolling there. So I always tell you, don't take the law into your own hands. Now imagine our women go, what will happen to your children and all that? So you sit quietly at home and you make dua and zikr, and the men will go. May Almighty Allah protect us all. Barakallahu feek, jazakallahu khairan. Inshallah, we will send out the podcast after 1 hour or so. Inshallah.
I see the sister says, Mufti AK, didn't the Sahabia go for jihad as well?
So you must remember, remember that you can't apply the law of Sahabiyah on yourself. You must remember that today majority of the women can't even dress properly, and you're speaking of jihad. Laws are made for majority. Today when there's a wedding function, the parda is on the chaise, and see how the women are dressed. So remember, don't start using select. That's exactly what we did now. Izin. People pick and choose, you know, what suits them. The Quran says, Surah 33, verse 33, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وُمَنْ, you stay in your houses. That's what Quran is saying. So don't come with selective quotations, yeah? That is not permissible in Islam. JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.